那我们请先来读一处的圣经，就是马太福音第二十五章。
Sisters, let us turn to the Bible to read a number of passages. First being Matthew chapter 25.
我们读马太福音二十五章一到十三节。那我先将中文的读一遍，然后弟兄再读英文。
We'll be reading Matthew 25, verses 1 to 13. I will be reading first in Chinese, and the brother will then follow up in English.
那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎，其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡觉了。半夜有人声啊喊着说，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。那些童女就都起来收拾灯。愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。聪明的回答说，恐怕不过你我用的，不如你们自己到买油的那里去买吧。他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席就关了，门就关了。其余的童女随后也来了，说，主啊主啊，给我们开门。他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
Matthew 25:1-13. Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were prudent. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the prudent took oil and flax along with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy and began to sleep. But at midnight there was a shout, Behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the prudent, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the prudent answered, No, there will not be enough for us and you too. Go instead to the dealers and buy some for yourselves. And while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Later the other virgins also came, saying, Lord, Lord, open up for us. But he answered, Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour.
好，我们开始之前请先有一点祷告。
So before we begin, let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace.
在七日的第一日，我们一同再一次聚在你施恩的宝座前。
That on the first day of the week, you once again gather us before your throne.
我们感谢你，我们把称颂敬拜归给你。
We thank you, we give you all of our worship and praise.
你不仅是我们的救主，你更是我们的主。
Not only are you our Savior, but you are our Lord.
你为我们在十字架上流血舍命。
You gave up your life and shed your blood on the cross.
你把复活的生命赐给我们。
And you have imparted to us this resurrection life.
如今我们不再做客旅寄居的，我们乃是神家与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
And today we are no longer aliens and strangers, but we are members of God's household, God's own people.
每当我们一同聚集的时候，我们想到我们所得到这个恩典是如此的浩大。
So each time we gather, we consider how great this grace was.
我们只有从心的深处把感谢归给你。
So we can only give you our thanks from our innermost parts.
主，当我们读了你宝贵的话语。
So Lord, as we read your precious word,
我们求主借着圣灵将你的话来向我们开启。
You give us revelation through the Holy Spirit.
让我们看见主啊，你来的日子实在近了。
Let us see that the day of your return is drawing near.
并且你何等 盼望并且要帮助教会能够早日预备整齐迎接主的再来。
And how you desire and will help the church to be made ready for your return.
因此我们就把这一点时间恭敬地仰望你，愿主来亲自对我们说话。
So we offer up this time into your hands that you would personally speak to each of us.
我们把讲的、把翻译的、把众弟兄姊妹都交托在恩主的手中。
We give you the message, the translation, all the brothers and sisters into your hands.
愿你丰富与我们同在。
May you be with us.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们再一次交通到挪亚的日子。
And sisters, last time we talked about the days of Noah.
在挪亚的日子我们如果去看创世纪第六章的时候呢，那边有两件主要的事情记载在圣经的里头。
And if we turn back to Genesis chapter 6, we'll see that there are two things recorded there for us.
第一件事情呢，是讲到人属乎肉体，所以神的灵就不与他相争，但是人还可以活到120岁。
We see that man was very fleshly, so the Spirit of God could not be with them, yet they still lived to 120 years old.
那我们知道人当时呢，大概可以活到900岁。
But we know that at that time, a man can live up to 900 years.
但是因着人罪恶极大，并且终日所思想的都是罪，所以神后悔造人。
But because the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, the Lord was sorry he had made them.
那神后悔呢，并不是神像我们人一样，因为神他不说谎，他也不像人子一样，他需要后悔。
So when it says the Lord was sorry, it's not like how man is sorry or regretful because God does not turn back on his word.
神在圣经里面让我们看见他后悔呢，乃是讲到神他的作为，这个时候要改变他做事的法则。
When it says that the Lord was sorry, it means that the Lord was going to do something to make transformation.
神乐意叫人在地上可以年日长久。
God wanted man to have long lives on this earth.
所以当人犯罪以后，人在地上的年日大约是900岁。
So after man sinned, the life expectancy was around 900 years.
但是现在因为在挪亚的时代，人犯了罪之后终日所思想的都是罪恶，并且罪恶极大，所以神只好让人只能够最多活到120岁。
But during Noah's time, because the sin was so great, the life expectancy came down to only 120 years of age.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们思想一下，一个犯罪的人在地上这样长久的900年的活在地上不断的罪恶这样犯的话，对他自己是一个很可怕的光景，对着周围的人也是一个很可怕的光景。
So brothers and sisters, if you consider someone who lives for 900 years of age yet sinning continually every day, how terrifying that condition and environment is.
所以神因着他爱人的缘故，他只好改变他的心意，因着人自己的堕落，神把这一个人的年数缩短为120岁。
And so because God loved the world and he did not desire, and because of the fall of man, we see that man's life was shortened to only a little over 100 years of age.
我前几天看了新闻呢，世界上最活得最久的人呢，前几天过世了。
I was reading the news and the oldest person on earth passed away the other day.
他 乃至活到118岁。
And that person lived to 118 years.
她是住在法国的一位天主教的修女。
And it is a Catholic nun who lived in France.
所以神的话句句都要定准。
So we need to pay close attention to God's word.
那主耶稣到了马太福音第24章啊的时候呢，在前面38节那里就让我们看见主耶稣告诉他的门徒说呢，当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去，人子降临也要这样。
So the Lord said to his disciples in Matthew chapter 24, verses 38 and 39, For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away, so will the coming of the Son of Man be.
我们想到挪亚的日子的时候，我们也想到今天我们所处的这一个环境。
When you think about the days of Noah, we can connect it to the world we live in today.
今天我们看见今天的世代对于神的事，在整个社会的大环境，不仅在我们所居住的美国这个国家，在全球各地这一个反对神的势力和声音越来越厉害。
And in today's age, not only in America, but all around the world, the opposition to God and His Word is ever increasing.
现在社会的情况，我来美国大概35年左右。
And the state of society today, I've been to America for 35 years now.
35年前呢，当你提到神啊，讲到神的事情，大家非常的容易接受。你交通的人、讲的人呢，心里也很平安。
35 years ago, when you share about the matters of God, people easily accepted it, and the one who was sharing also felt peace in the heart.
但是今天当你谈到神，谈到主耶稣基督，谈到神的公义、圣洁等等这些事情的时候，你讲的人心中有一点保留或者是害怕，是不是你会受到别人马上起来对你的反对甚至攻击？
But today when you speak about God or Jesus Christ or righteousness or holiness, you feel reservation in your heart, or you have this fear that people might retaliate to what you say.
在这个世代，任何反对神的东西你讲出来，或者任何其他宗教的东西你讲出来，人都非常的欢迎。
On the other hand, people welcome speech that is in opposition to God or of other religions.
但是当你开始分享我们所认识这一位独一的真神，这一位创造宇宙万物的神，并且阐述他所启示的真理的时候，人就捂住耳朵，甚至就起来跟你反对，并且拿着今天世上所有一切的法律要来定罪你。
But when you mention the one true God, the creator of the universe, the one who gives revelation, then people seem to cover their ears and they oppose you and even enact laws to oppress you.
甚至如果你愿意照着神的话而行，今天在这个世界人就要 起来攻击你。
And if you walk according to God's word, then people will be raised up to go against you.
更甚者，就是我们看到今天犯罪人想尽办法要将你的罪减轻，甚至认为想一些很好的理由，你是因为精神上有问题，你应该释放的并不是你故意要犯罪，是因为这个环境给你造成，是因为别人给你造成，所以你应该没有罪。原来杀人在古时的时候是要处死，现在杀人可以没有罪，并且他可以找很多好的理由把你放掉。
And in today's age, people come up with various excuses for the presence of sin. Some pleading insanity, or some saying that one's sin is the result of the environment that they live in or of other people. For example, murder used to be charged with death, but now people come up with all different types of methods to get someone out of murder charges.
我们甚至对于信主的人如今活在这个环境里面，因着社会，因着媒体不断地在我们的头脑当中给我们许多的这些信息的灌输呢，让我们对于不法的事情也慢慢觉得可以接受了。
And for Christians who live in this world today, they are also constantly being influenced by other people, by media, through various sort of information that causes them to be more accepting of sin and crimes.
所以当我们活在这样一个环境的时候呢，主耶稣就把那一个环境对着神的儿女来说，在挪亚的日子人照常吃喝嫁娶。
So in regard to this type of state of society we live in today, the Lord also says here thatas in those days of Noah before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
吃喝嫁娶是我们在生活中最正常不过的事情。
Eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage are very normal things in our lives.
世界上所发生的事情我们认为正常。
And the things that are happening in the world today, we also regard as normal.
我们每一天这样一直过来，我们每天吃跟喝。
And as each day passes, we also engage in eating and drinking.
并且呢，嫁娶是人生最欢喜快乐的事情。
And marrying and giving in marriage is the happiest day in people's lives.
我们所注重的就是我们的快乐，我们自己的满足。
And people are also focused on their own happiness and self-satisfaction.
所以主耶稣在这里说，你们却是不晓得当人还在那里认为今天过完了，明天也是如此的时候。
So the Lord says that these people did not have understanding, that they thought that the next day will come and they can just continue to engage in such things.
不知不觉洪水就来了。
We did not understand until the flood came.
在神这一面，神不允许这些情况就这样一日过一日的下去。
Because God does not allow this state to continue any longer.
神叫挪亚预备方舟，当挪亚预备好的时候，神叫他进方舟的那一个日子，神的审判就临到了全地。
God told Noah to construct an ark and to enter the ark, and the day that Noah entered the ark, God's judgment came.
所以主耶稣提醒我们，人子来的日子也将是如此。
So the Lord Jesus reminds us, so will the coming of the Son of Man be.
所以接下来主说，那之后两个人在田里要娶去一个，两个女人推磨要娶去一个，撇下一个。所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主哪一天来到。
So the Lord continues, then there will be two men in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. Therefore be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming.
所以我们如果去读这个路加福音，甚至主耶稣说，两个人在床上睡觉的时候，有一个被取去，有一个被撇下。
So if you even read this account in Luke, where it says that as two men will be in bed, one will be taken away and one will be left behind.
那主耶稣在马太福音二十四章四十三节跟四十四节，他那里就开始讲到。
And so in Matthew 24, when it, at verses 44 and 45, the Lord then says this.
他说家主如果知道啊。几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容忍，不容啊人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
43:44 But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would have not allowed his house to be broken into. For this reason.You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will.
所以主耶稣在这里讲到两件很重要的事情，一个你们要警醒。
So the Lord Jesus here speaks of two things. One is that we need to be alert,
并且你们要预备。
And also you need to be ready.
那怎么是警醒呢？
So what does it mean to be alert?
我们活在这一个环境呢，很容易把我们啊，就好像弟兄姊妹听过温水煮青蛙这个故事。
And so it is similar to the example of the boiling a frog with warm water.
当青蛙被丢到一个温水的环境里面的时候，它觉得很舒服。
When you drop a frog in warm water, it thinks that it's very comfortable.
但是你慢慢水在那里加热的时候呢，一直到滚烫，青蛙最后就被煮熟了。
But then when you slowly turn up the temperature of the water, the frog is unaware and then gets boiled.
我们活在这一个环境，如果我们不警醒的时候，我们这里一点，那里一点。五年、十年、三十年过去，我们不知不觉被这个世界所同化了。
And so if we are not alert, then bit by bit, after 5 years, 10 years, 30 years, we will be boiled by the things of the world.
所以主耶稣要我们警醒。
So the Lord Jesus wants us to be alert,
并且要预备。
And we also must be ready.
好，那我们今天。主耶稣啊，继续借着二十五章刚刚我们所读的一到十三节，他就用十个童女的比喻来更深入的告诉我们怎样警醒，怎样预备。
So that will be our burden for today. We read in chapter 25:1-13 how the parable of the 10 virgins is used to show us how to be alert and to be ready.
那我们今天呢，主要交通啊三个方面。
So today we'll primarily share on three aspects.
第一个方面呢，我们来要讲到啊刚刚所读的这十三节啊十个童女的比喻，我们稍微解释一下。
First, we will explain what the parable of the 10 virgins means.
第二个方面呢。当弟兄姊妹读过这一段故事之后，我们都会有一个很深的印象，主在这里告诉我们要预备油。
And secondly, we will share on how after reading this, it becomes very clear that the Lord wants us to prepare oil.
那我们怎样预备？
So how do we be ready with that oil?
那第三个方面呢，当我们预备油的时候，圣经也在这一段里面告诉我们，你们要去买。
And thirdly, it says here that when it comes to being prepared oil, the Bible here tells us that we need to purchase this oil.
所以我们首先来看这十个童女的比喻。
So let's look at this parable of ten virgins.
他说那时这一个天国呢，就好像十个童女，然后有五个聪明的，五个愚拙的。
So it says, then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to ten virgins. Five of them were foolish, and five were prudent.
这一个十个童女呢，他们都拿着灯要出去迎接新郎。
And these ten virgins took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
而在这里呢，我们知道。在圣经里面每一次讲到童女都是讲到信主的、啊、人说的。
We know that in the Bible, every time it mentions virgins, it speaks of those who believe in the Lord.
那他们呢拿着灯并且要出去迎接新郎。
And these virgins took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
我们知道呢，我们蒙恩得救的人，我们的灵呢重新活过来。
You know that we who have been saved by grace, our spirits have been refreshed.
我们接受了主耶稣，主耶稣、啊、在圣灵里面、啊、把他的生命赐给我们。
When we believe in the Lord, He gives us His Spirit.
那主自己，他就是生命的光。
And our Lord Jesus Himself, He is the light of life.
所以在这一个箴言二十章那里讲到人的灵、啊、乃是耶和华的灯，鉴察人的心腹。
So it says that a man's spirit is the lamp of the Lord who searches all things.
所以我们信主以后，我们里面就开始有灯光。
So after we believe in the Lord, we have this light in us.
并且呢，我们已经从黑暗的权势底下，我们进入神爱子的国度里头。
And we have also been brought out of this domain of darkness into the kingdom of the Son.
就这一面来说，我们等候主。
So in this aspect, we wait upon the Lord.
因为我们不再属这个世界。
Because we no longer belong to the world.
主要第二次回来，把我们带进他荣耀的国度。
When the Lord returns, He will bring us into His glorious kingdom.
所以我们在地上的生活，乃是提着灯，我们迎接主。
So as we live on this earth, we also are taking our lamps and going out to meet the bridegroom.
这个新郎就是指着我们的主说的。
And this bridegroom points to the Lord.
但是圣经告诉我们，有五个聪明的。跟五个愚拙的。
But the Bible tells us that there are five foolish virgins and five prudent virgins.
就是每一个人得救的人来说呢，我们外表看起来都一样。
So for all the people who are saved, outwardly we seem the same.
并且我们从主那里所领受的生命都是一样。
And the life we all receive is also the same.
但是主的眼光来看，却有愚拙的，却有聪明的。
But in God's perspective, there are those who are foolish and those who are prudent.
而主在这里告诉我们，他们的差别在哪里。
And the Lord tells us, what is the difference between the two?
就是有没有预备油。
And that is whether they have took oil.
那我们知道预备油呢，这个油乃是指着圣灵说的。
And this oil refers to the Holy Spirit.
当我们在地上过生活的时候，我们是不是让主的灵在我们的生命当中，在日常生活当中引导我们，帮助我们，让我们活在与他的同在，与他的联合里面。
And so as we live our days on this earth, do we allow the Spirit of the Lord to abide in us and to bring us and to lead us into this relationship with God?
而这一个，当我们如果能够顺着恩膏的教训， 让圣灵来引导我们的时候，我们就不断的在我们的灵里面，在这一个器皿里面预备油。
And so if we take heed to this anointing of this instruction, do we prepare oil ourselves?
那预这个就是主所说的预备。如果主今天回来，我们就会像二十四章那里所说的，一个被取去，一个被留下。
And if whether we prepare this oil or not will dictate, like what it says in chapter 24, whether we will be taken or be left behind.
为一个有预备的，他就被取去了。
Those who have prepared the oil will be taken away.
没有预备的，他就被留下。
But those who do not prepare the oil will be left.
但是在十个童女的比喻里面，主似乎在这里告诉我们，首先我要求你们要随时在地上有限的年日里头，你要警醒，你要预备。
So the Lord is telling us through the parable of the ten virgins that we need to be alert and to be ready.
但是我来的那日子那时辰我也不知道，所以我也不能告诉你，但是一件事情是肯定的，你的预备绝对没有白费。
So we do not know the exact hour that the Lord will return, but one thing we know for sure is that we need to be ready.
主如果在我们活的时候回来，有预备的人就被取去了。
If the Lord returns while we are still alive, those who are prepared will be taken.
主如果迟延回来，有预备的人他们虽然睡着了。
And if the Lord delays, then even those who are prepared, even though they are falling asleep.
但是当主回来，特别在黑夜极深的时候，在半夜的时候，
But when the Lord returns at midnight,
天使呼喊的声音，所有在主里面睡着的圣徒都要醒过来。
That the shout of the angels will awaken those who have fallen asleep in the Lord.
当你有预备油的时候，你的灯仍然在你的里头，你可以马上打上灯来迎接主。
If you have prepared the oil, then in that moment, you can bring out your lamp and shine forth this light to receive the Lord.
而平常在地上生活，大家看起来似乎都一样的，结果主回来的时候，因着没有预备，可能被撇下，也可能睡着了。醒来的时候一发觉油不够了，等候新郎没有灯光，怎么办？
And so outwardly, though people might seem the same, when the Lord returns, there will be those who are taken and those who will be left.And those who will be left will realize that they did not prepare the oil to receive the bridegroom.
结果当主回来的时候，这些有预备的他们就能够与主一同坐席。
And so for those who are prepared, then they can go in with the Lord to the wedding feast.
这个坐席乃是指的主回来要来迎娶他的心腹，并且圣经在启示录十九章那里告诉我们，被邀请赴羔羊宴席的人有福了，就是指这一班有预备的人。
And so this wedding feast refers to that day when the Lord comes to retrieve His bride, and as it says in Revelation 19, that blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
这是奖赏。
This is the reward.
而没有预备的，当他出去买油的时候，门已经关上
了。For those who are not prepared, that as they go out to buy more oil, the door is closed off to them.
他们非常情辞迫切地说：“主啊，主啊，为我们开门。”
And they then come and say, "Lord, Lord, open up the door for us."
我想圣经只要每一次提到两次的呼叫的时候，这是非常 停止迫切紧急的情况。
And every time the Bible records a name being mentioned twice, like Lord, Lord here, it speaks of this very urgent and passionate sort of speech.
而主却对他们回答说呢，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
But we see here the Lord answer, truly I say to you, I do not know you.
主并不是不认识他所拯救的儿女。
It's not that the Lord does not recognize those he has saved.
而是当主啊，在我们还有年日的时候，主给我们所提醒的话，我们不把它当作一回事，放在我们的心中，并且照着去行的时候，当主回来，他要给奖赏的时候，主说我不认识你，因为你从来不听我的话去做你当尽的本分。
But what this means is that while we have life in us, that when the Lord gives us His instruction and His commands, and we choose to overlook them and not act upon them, then when the Lord is giving out His reward, He will not know us because we did not obey Him and do as He commanded.
所以十三节主再重新把这一个总结再告诉一次，你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
And so the Lord summarizes what He wants to say in verse 13. Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour.
那好，我想这个故事呢，弟兄姊妹都熟悉。我们接下来主要开始来看，那怎样预备油。
So now, brothers and sisters, we are familiar with this passage. Now let's look at how do we prepare the oil.
我想大家都知道这个油乃是指着圣灵说的。
So as brothers and sisters may be aware, this oil refers to the Holy Spirit.
那在圣经里面呢，主对于这个圣灵住在我们的里面，他有很多的讲述。
And we know that there are many descriptors of this Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
我归纳了这些讲述呢，我们大概可以明白三个点。
And from these descriptions, we can understand three things.
第一方面呢，我们看到主还没有上十字架以前，他就应许弟兄跟随他的门徒呢，告诉他们。
So before the Lord went on the cross, the Lord promised His disciples.
他要求父，父就要赐下一位圣灵保惠师就是真理的圣灵，永远与我们同在。
The Lord asked the Father that to give us His disciples a helper, the Spirit of Truth, one who will be with us forever.
然后接下来呢，因着主开始有这个启示之后呢，到了约翰福音第十五章呢，主就开始讲到你，我是枝子，你们我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，你们要住在我里面，然后你们才能够结果子。
And then in John 15, the Lord then says that He is the vine and we are the branches, and that we need to abide in Him if we are to bear fruit.
然后约翰呢，就把这件事情呢，更多的来把那个属灵的实际告诉我们。所以约翰说呢，你们要按着恩膏的教训，你就能够住在主里面。
And so, then John further reveals the spiritual reality to us, when he says that, that the spiritual anointing that has been taught us, we need to abide in Him.
然后这是我们一生有限的年日在地上，主特特要我们学习的，因为首先有圣灵来到我们的心中，住在我们的里面，然后借着圣灵把这个基督的生命就不断的活出长大，然后最后主在马太福音25章，当 那日在主面前奖赏的日子到的时候，主就是用膏油这件事情来做最后的验收。
And so the Lord wants us to learn three things, is that one, the Holy Spirit has now come and abides in us, and two, as we live our days, that we ought to continue to grow and mature in Christ, and then three, that we, when we have this anointing, when we have this oil prepared for when the Lord returns, He will use that to reward us.
所以主不是随便跟我们开玩笑。
So the Lord is not joking with us.
所以我们必须要仔细的再重新来看一次。
So we need to look at this again.
我们首先来看约翰福音第十四章。
Let's first look at John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章，首先主在16节到18节这一段话。
Gospel of John chapter 14. Let's look at 16 through 18.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃是人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
Verse 16, I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see Him or know Him. But you know Him, because He abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you.
我们每一个信主的人，主的应许就在这里，我们都有圣灵住在我们的里面。并且永远与我们同在。
So each of us who have believed the Lord have received this promise because the Holy Spirit abides with us and is in us.
世界上的人不认识他，但是当我们信了主以后，我们灵里被开启，我们知道圣灵住在我们的里面，并且我们认识他了。
The world does not know Him, but when we believe in the Lord opens our spirits, and now the Holy Spirit abides in us.
这一段话存在了太多太多的真理。
And this message here contains so many truths.
第一个，真理，圣灵，它是真理，并且它是单一真的与神同等的三而一的神的其中一位。
That is, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth, and that He is a member of the Godhead, the Three in One.
并且呢，他永远与我们同在，所以我们有一个确据：你一次得救，永远得救。
And that the Holy Spirit is also with us forever. So we have this assurance that once we are saved, we are saved forever.
不仅圣灵住在我们的里面，主自己就借着圣灵也住在我们的里面，所以圣灵也称为基督的灵。
And also the Holy Spirit abides in us, and the Lord will come to us. So that's why the Spirit, we can also say, is the Spirit of Christ.
并不是跟主完全没有关系的。
It's not something that is, has no relation to Christ.
而是奇妙的，主在肉身当中跟人是有一个阻隔，因为肉身的阻隔。如今主从死里复活，他可以借着圣灵住到我们每一个信徒的里面，完全没有阻隔。这是何等奇妙的救恩。
So before we had this fleshly barrier between us and the Lord, but now through the Holy Spirit, Christ can abide in us. So what an amazing salvation this is.
所以主耶稣接下来在26节就告诉我们，保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵， 他要将一切的事指教你们，并且叫你们想我，起我对你们所说的一切话。
And if we go down further, verse 26, it says, But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you.
这一位保惠师，首先他要指教我们一切的事。
So this Helper will teach us all things.
我们如果能够按着恩高的教训，让他在凡事上教导我们，我们啊就能够好像激励到主在凡事上在我们的旁边完全的教导带领我们一样。
And so if you take heed to the teaching of the anointing, then it will be as if the Lord is personally teaching us all these things by our side.
而这里很清楚的主在这里说并且啊他要啊叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
And it also says here that the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance all that I said to you.
今天呢很多人有一个误解。
Today, a lot of people have this misunderstanding.
他们想到啊，我凡事跟随主，我只要听圣灵的声音就好。
They say that, as long as I, listen to the Holy Spirit, then I can know all about Christ.
所以，如果你用圣经的话来告诉我，然后要我遵守这个，遵守那个，啊，这是守律法，这不是新约，所以啊，这是错的。我的证明在我里面告诉我我应该这样做啊，结果我所做的违背了圣经的话。
So if you go to them and try to teach them things of the Bible, they will say that I listen to the Holy Spirit only. I do not need to look at the things of the Bible. The Holy Spirit within me is telling me to do something else. And as a result, they do things that go against what the Bible says.
而实在说来主在这里讲得很清楚第一个圣灵它是真理的圣灵所以在约翰一书讲到圣灵就是真理就是主自己圣经的话圣灵所启示的不会越过圣经的话
And so we know that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth and thatthat what the Holy Spirit tells us will not exceed what the Bible says.
另外一面，当圣灵在那里引导我们的时候，这里讲得很清楚，圣灵会让我们想起主所说的话。
And that the Holy Spirit will bring to our remembrance all that the Lord has said.
所以主的话跟圣灵的启示带领是一致的所以当你想要做一件事情你的心中马上想起主的话说哦，凡事都可行但不都造就人
So what the Lord says and what the Holy Spirit teaches they are of one accord So whenever we are in a situation The Holy Spirit will bring to our remembrance all that the Lord has said, and He will remind us that, all things are lawful, but not all things are profitable.
所以当你想起这句话的时候，是圣灵用神的话来提醒你啊。
So when we remember this phrase, it's because the Holy Spirit brought to our remembrance what the Lord has said.
那你最好不要做了。
So then it's best that you do not do that action.
所以我们不是走律法。我们乃是跟随圣灵但是跟随圣灵准确的说圣灵总是用神的话来提醒我们
So we do not uphold the law but we follow after the Holy Spirit which means that we remember God's word
但是反过来不是这样
But on the other end it's not like this
有人说那我就专心啊做主的话主怎么说反正每一件事情我熟读主的话然后主这么说我就这么做 我也不用去问啊，圣灵的声音、恩膏的教训，不用了。我只要读主的话、守主的话，就好像啊，犹太人守律法一样。
On the flip side, you have folks who say that I will follow literally everything that the Bible says, and I will not consult the Holy Spirit at all, and I will uphold these things like the Jews upheld the law.
这行不通的。
But this cannot be done this way.
讲几个例子就好了。
And I'll share some examples.
主说我是生命的粮。
The Lord says, I am the bread of life.
我们可以读很多圣经的话
We can read a lot of what the Bible says
但是除非有一天圣灵把他的话开启在我们的心中我们里面不会饱足
But unless the Holy Spirit gives us revelation we cannot hold fast and treasure that word
因为实在说来很多时候保罗自己都告诉我们字句叫人死啊、
Because Paul also tells us that we need to put to death deeds of flesh
literal kill
letter kill
而灵叫人得生命
But the spirit is life
所以主耶稣讲到他就是生命的粮乃是讲到当他的话借着真理的灵在我们的里面给我们开启亮光的时候我们才能真正的得生命
So when the Lord says that he is the bread of life if we are to understand thatThrough the spirit of truth, then we can actually have proper understanding of what that means.
我想弟兄姊妹都同意。
And I'm sure brothers and sisters will agree.
另外一面，你比方讲，主耶稣说你们要彼此相爱。
And so if you also consider when the Lord says that we need to ought to love one another.
我们信主，我们也真是啊。有那个主起初的爱心所以我们、刚信主的时候我们爱弟兄姊妹真是那一个神圣的爱
And indeed there is that love that when we first believe that we exhibit towards brothers and sisters
但是不久之后我们开始爱弟兄姊妹又用我们那个天然的爱
But not long after we will start to love brothers and sisters with thisnatural human love
弟兄姊妹当人得罪我们的时候我们很容易就爱不来了
And then when brothers or sisters wrong us it will be very difficult for us to love them again
所以当你在教会过了十年二十年三十年如果我们还用这个天然的爱彼此相爱的时候你会觉得很苦啊
So after 10, 20, 30 years, if you are still loving others with this natural love, you will realize that it is very sufferable.
就这一面来说，主的命令你要彼此相爱啊。
And so, but the Lord commanded us that we ought to love one another.
你要照着行啊。
That we need to be obedient to this command.
可是我里面就是爱不来啊。
But there's nothing in me to love others.
所以你就会觉得很苦啊。
So then you'll feel that this is a lot of suffering.
天然人只能爱我们爱的，我们要爱我们不爱的就很难啊。
For a natural man of natural love, to love someone who doesn't love them back is very difficult.
但是如果圣灵把我们带进那爱的启示的光中的时候
But if the Holy Spirit brings us into this proper understanding of love
我们就能够真实经历到哥林多前书第十三章那里所说的爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈
Then we will then the Holy Spirit will allow us to truly understand what it says about love in 1 Corinthians 13, that love is patient, love is kind, is not jealous.
但每一次我们爱出来的时候，因着我们有过开启，我们重新回到主那里，主就一次又一次就把那一个能力，把那一个启示的光再赐给我们，我们就很容易继续往前下去。
So when we ever reach the state of being unable to love others, we go back to God's word, and the Lord gives us this revelation through the Spirit about this, and brings this light into our lives, and strengthens us to be able to walk forward again.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣灵来就是为了帮助我们，成全我们，让我们经历到这一个生命它的实际。
And so the Holy Spirit has come to teach us, to bring us into this completeness, to bring us into this reality.
当然圣经也告诉我们、有许多圣灵在我们身上的管教、万事互相效力，借着爱神的人我们就得益处。
And so there's also the instruction and discipline of the Spirit in us so that we can be made righteous.
并且呢，很多时候圣经警戒我们，我们不是靠着肉体活着顺服肉体，我们乃是靠着圣灵来制止我们的肉体，这就是这十字架的功课。
And so the Bible also tells us that we should not walk according to the flesh, but walk according to the Spirit, so that the deeds of the flesh may be put to death.
所以在马太福在约翰福音第十五章主也讲到，树是栽培的人，然后不结果子的枝子，他就要砍去；即使我们结果子的枝子，他也要修剪，让我们结果子更多。这也是指着圣灵十字架的功课，让我们这一个生命越过越丰富。
And so in John 15, the Lord mentions that the Father is the vine dresser.And that every branch that does not bear fruit, the Father takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. This is the work of the cross, that we will continue to bear more fruit.
所以当我们一生的年日在地上这样跟随主的时候，到了我们生命终了，主如果直言再来，我们信灵里面因着主在我们身上的工作呢，我们开始积满了这一个油在我们的气里面。
So as we continue to wait for the Lord, when the Holy Spirit does His work in us, and that we bear more fruit, then we as these vessels will be found to have contained much oil.
所以当主回来的时候，主就看见你这一个器皿里面有预备油，主要为你开门，让你进来与他一同坐席。
So when the Lord returns, He will find us to have oil in our lamps, and will invite us in, into the door to join the wedding feast.
所以很显然，主讲这一个特别警戒我们，乃是讲到我们今天。圣徒在地上的生活，我们可以完全仍然用这一个旧生命老亚当一天过一天在地上生活。
So the Bible tells us that every day as we live on this earth, we cannot live the life of the old man, the old Adam.
但是当我们去见主的时候，我们器皿完全没有油。
Because when we go, to, when the Lord returns and we go to Him, we will have no oil in our lamps.
我们里面那一个生命的光已经摇摇欲坠，快要熄灭了。
And this light of life in us, it will be down to a mere flicker, nothing to show.
这是主在这里严重的警告我们。
And this is the serious warning that the Lord tells us.
那我们在地上生活，甚至要有一个态度， 就是我们愿意付代价跟随主。
So when we live on this earth, we need to have this attitude that we are willing to pay the price to follow after the Lord.
所以我们最后来讲到，我们需要向主买油。
So lastly, we will talk about the need for us to purchase oil from the Lord.
所以在启示录第三章的时候，主对这个老底家的弟兄姊妹。
So in Revelation chapter 3, the Lord speaks to the Laodicean church.
这一帮弟兄姊妹呢，他们向着主的心呢，是不冷不热。
And that the Laodicean church, their deeds, they are neither cold nor hot to the Lord.
他们呢，也跟随主，也侍奉主。
And they also followed after the Lord and did his commands.
他们呢，也追求主的话，也认识许多的真理。
And they also pursue God's word and understand many of God's truths.
所以在他们的心中呢，他们有这些真理，他们觉得跟随主不需要太火热。
And because these truths existed in their hearts, they believed that they did not need to exhibit being hot or cold.
中庸之道就好了。
That they can just pass by being lukewarm.
并且呢，世界上还有很多吸引我们的，我们保持中庸的立场。
Because there are also many things of the world that attracts them, so they want to stand on this middle ground.
所以到了十七节呢，主就开始指责他们。
And so, when starting from verse 17, the Lord says sternly to that church.
在我们正式进入老底家教会之前呢，许多读经的人告诉我们，老底家教会就是指责我们今天的世代。
And many people say that this message to the Laodicean church is actually the message to us today.
就这一面来说， Internet 知识这么发达，你要怎么历代以来所有的讲论，所有圣灵借着圣徒的启示，你只要打几个字，信息就在你眼前。你看了一下，你马上我懂了，就是这样。
For example, the internet, which has made accessible to us this wealth of knowledge, that all the things of old and of the past, of revelation from other brothers and sisters, it is at our fingertips. We go and read it, and we say to ourselves, we now understand.
但是主却在这里告诉我们这一个事情的严重。
But the Lord here tells us the seriousness of this condition.
因为人说我是富足的，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
Verse 17 says, Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing.And you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
十八节主说，我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你自身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药，擦你的眼，使你能看见。
I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may become rich.And white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see.
弟兄姊妹，这里有一个很大的落差啊。
So brothers and sisters, you see here that there is this great disparity.
这一班弟兄姊妹认为他很富足，他怎么都懂吗？
These brothers and sisters think to themselves that they are rich, that they have, They understand everything.
在主的眼光，主说你很困苦可怜，并且你是自身肉体，你的天然本相一切显明在我的面前，你完全就像亚当的后代，你不是我基督的后代啊。
But the Lord sees them as wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. He sees them as still the descendants of Adam as opposed to the people of Christ.
So, 主说，你现在要赶快跟我买火炼的金子，叫你真是富足啊。
And so the Lord says, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may become rich.
火炼的金子啊，就这一面来说，是指的信心做的啊。
And so this gold refined by fire refers to the faith.
因为信心经过火炼，就像那经过信心经过试炼呢，就像那经过火炼并且能坏的金子更显为宝贵啊。
Because faithThat has been refined by testing is like this gold that is refined by fire. It is imperishable.
所以知识可以帮助我们，但是如果我们不把自己交托给圣灵，圣灵带领我们进入那个环境，我们在信心中我们很难长进。
So knowledge may be helpful for us, but if we do not give ourselves to the Holy Spirit to be led by Him, then our faith cannot grow.
第二个，要穿上白衣，啊，叫你的赤身羞耻不自显露出来。
And second, it says, white garments so that you may clothe yourself and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed.
白衣呢，乃是指的圣徒所行的义。
And these white garments refer to the righteousness of saints.
基督教不是叫我们光光像其他的宗教做好就好了。
Christianity is not telling us to do good deeds like other religions.
这是人的本分。
Because this is man's own purpose.
我们行义是靠着圣灵借着主的话常常在我们里面提醒我们，今天一点，明天一点，十年、二十年过去，我们这一个人就越过越被磨成神的样子，神儿子的形象。
But the righteousness of saints is achieved when the Holy Spirit gives us revelation, and every day, bit by bit, we are more and more conformed to the image of Christ.
重要的是我们有没有按着恩膏的教训。
And most importantly, are we truly abiding in the teaching of the anointing?
我们不单单只是活在人的面前。
Because not only do we live before man,
我们更是活在神的面前。
More importantly, we live before God.
所以当神的灵在我们的里面指责我们，管教我们，啊，光照我们的时候，我们是不是马上就悔改，为着讨神的喜悦，不敢得罪他？
So when the Spirit of God points out what is wrong in our lives or gives us instruction, do we immediately obey so that we can please God?
主耶稣说，这样你就穿上白衣，你的赤身肉体就不显露出来了。
The Lord Jesus says this way,these white garments you can clothe yourselves with and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed.
主说你要买眼药擦你的眼使你能看见。
And then the Lord says, I shall to anoint your eyes so that you may see.
我想这个看见乃是一个真实对主属灵的认知。
And I think this seeing is this proper and true understanding of God's will.
任何属灵的认识需要属灵的启示。
Any spiritual understanding needs to come with spiritual revelation.
我们对于属灵的事情不是一个头脑的接受，然后这里传递过去。
Our understanding of spiritual matters is not just head knowledge that goes in and out.
我们对于属灵的认识乃是圣灵首先在我们里面有一个真实的开启。
The spiritual knowledge comes from the Holy Spirit giving us this revelation in our hearts.
让我们有一个真实对真理的认识之后， 我们对于主的话，实在说来，弟兄姊妹都有这个经验。当你读一句话，可能在一段时间一直读不懂，但是突然间圣灵对你开启以后，你不仅对这句话明白了，并且你所明白的，你可以说远远超过这一个字句所要描述的。
And brothers and sisters must have experienced this before as well, but you may be reading the same passage over and over without any understanding, but one day the Holy Spirit gives revelation and you understand it, and this understanding exceeds what you have expected and what you thought you could gain from that word.
而这句话所描述的字中的启示都叫我们更多的认识这一位丰富的主。
And that revelation allows us to see the, even more the abundance of Christ.
这需要付代价。
This involves paying a price.
不错，很多知识，不管你从圣经来，从别人的讲论，从 internet 看来，我们仍然需要启示。
So even if we have our own Bibles, even if we hear sharing from other brothers or sisters, or even if we look at the things of the internet, we still have the need for revelation.
需要付代价。
We need to pay the price.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不仅知道我们要预备油，我们怎样去预备油，我们要有一个心智，知道回到主的面前来付代价向主买这一个油。
So brothers, as we know that we need to prepare the oil, but we also need to understand that we have to come before the Lord to pay this price to purchase the oil from Him.
所以主说，我所管教的，我是为你好，对吧？所以你要赶快悔改，来发热心啊！我现在在门外叩门，所以我们就可以看见呢，因着我们的自满自足，我们把主关在门外啊，怎么可能呢？我每个礼拜来聚会场所，主啊主啊，我感谢你为我在十字架上啊流血舍命，然后我们又回去了。主要那个实际，主说你把我关在门外，你一天到晚这样祷告，真的吗？
So the Lord says, those whom I love I reprove and discipline, therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. So when we think that we are self-sufficient, we are actually locking the Lord outside, and every week we may be coming to church, giving praises to God and thanks to God, saying, thank you Lord for saving me. But then when we go home, we go about our own way again, not knowing that we have not opened the door to the Lord.
主说，你如果真的给我开门，我要与你同住啊，同，我要与你同坐席，然后啊，你与他，他与主啊，一同坐席。一同坐席乃是指着有交通，享受主生命的丰富。
The Lord says, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him, and he with me. And dining together is this fellowship, to have this intimate relationship with the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在不是在让我们过一套宗教仪式的生活的时候，现在情况危急，我们需要进入那个属灵的真实当中。
So brothers and sisters, we ought not to abide by sort of these religious teachings or statutes, but this is a time of great urgency. We need to abide by the Spirit for the Spirit to bring us into this reality.
跟主真实建立那一个关系，顺服恩膏的教训，我们跟随主。
To firmly establish this intimate relationship with the Lord, to heed the teaching of the anointing, to follow after the Lord.
我们常读圣经，对我们会有很大的帮助。圣灵会常叫我们想起主的话。 这样我们跟随主就更有确据。
We need to read the Bible often, and then the Holy Spirit will bring to、give us revelation, bring to remembrance what the Lord has said, and we will have this greater assurance of this faith.
好，我们想我们就停在这里，我们请再有一点祷告。
So we will pause here and conclude with a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们把这些话交托在恩主的手中。
Lord Jesus, we、indeed.Give you all these words that we have read today.
但愿主你圣灵在我们里面给我们有更多的开启。
And indeed, may your Spirit give us greater revelation in our hearts.
让我们真是每一位都能够成为、预备好、迎接等候主的人。
So that each of us may be well prepared to receive you and welcome you again.
好叫主你在我们身上的恩典没有突然的过去。
And because you have、given to us this grace and may it not be in vain.
也叫我们、能够欢喜迎接主你第二次的回来。
But rather that we will be joyful to welcome you when you come back again.
主啊我们要承认若不是你恩典的扶持和托住，我们实在没有办法往前去。
Lord, you know that it is impossible for us to proceed without your grace.
主啊，你也纪念知道我们的软弱，但是主，你乐意施恩帮助我们。
And Lord, you know and remember our weakness, and you always help us.
所以在这新的年日，我们求主再一次。帮助我们挺起下垂的手发酸的腿让我们能够再一次快跑的挺立起来跟随你
So Lord in this new year may you once again、quicken our arms and our legs that we may continue to run this race before you
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名 Amen
With thanks we pray all these things in the Lord Jesus Christ's name Amen, Amen.